My father's automatic was in the drawer where I'd left it. I made sure there was a full load of flechettes, palmed the magazine back in, and carried the weapon into the kitchen where breakfast was cooking. Johnny sat at the long table, staring down through gray windows at the loading dock. I carried the omelets over and set one in front of him. He looked up as I poured the coffee. "Do you believe him?" I asked. "That it was your idea?" "You saw the video recording. Recordings can be faked." "Yes, but this one wasn't." "Then why did you volunteer to go on this pilgrimage? And why did your bodyguard try to kill you after you talked to the Shrike Church and the Templar captain?" Johnny tried the omelet, nodded, and took another forkful. "The bodyguard is a complete unknown to me. He must have been assigned to me during the week lost to memory. His real purpose, obviously, was to make sure that I did not discover something, or, if I did stumble upon it, to eliminate me." "Something in the web or in Datumplane?" "In the web, I presume." "We need to know who it worked for and why they assigned him to you." "I do know," said Johnny. "I just asked. The Corps responds that I requested a bodyguard. The cybrid was controlled by an AI nexus, which corresponds to a security force." "Ask why he tried to kill you." "I did. They emphatically deny that such a thing is possible." "Then why was this so-called bodyguard slinking around after you a week after the murder?" "They respond that while I did not request security again after my discontinuity, the Corps authorities felt that it would be prudent to provide protection." I laughed. "Some protection? Why the hell did he run on the Templar world when I caught up to him? They aren't even trying to give you a plausible story, Johnny." "No. Nor did the bishop explain how the Shrike Church had Farcaster access to Old Earth, or whatever you call that stage-set world. And we did not ask." "I didn't ask because I wanted to get out of that damn temple in one piece." Johnny didn't seem to hear. He was sipping his coffee, his gaze focused somewhere else. "What?" I said. He turned to look at me, tapping his thumbnail on his lower lip. "There is a paradox here, Braun." "What?" "If it was truly my aim to go to Hyperion, for my cybrid to travel there, I could not have remained in the Technocore. I would have had to invest all consciousness in the cybrid itself." "Why?" But even as I asked, I saw the reason. "Think. Datumplane itself is an abstract, a commingling of computer and AI-generated dataspheres, and the quasi-perceptual Gibsonian matrix, designed originally for human operators, now accepted as common ground for man, machine, and AI. But AI hardware exists somewhere in real space," I said, "somewhere in the Technocore." "Yes, but that is irrelevant to the function of AI consciousness," said Johnny. "I can be anywhere the overlapping dataspheres allow me to travel. All of the web worlds, of course, Datumplane, and any of the Technocore constructs such as Old Earth, but it's only within that milieu that I can claim consciousness or operate sensors or remotes such as this cybrid." I set my coffee cup down and stared at the thing I had loved as a man during the night just past. "Yes?" "The colony worlds have limited dataspheres," said Johnny. "While there is some contact with the Technocore via fatline transmissions, it is an exchange of data only, rather like the first information age computer interfaces, rather than a flow of consciousness. Hyperion's datasphere is primitive to the point of non-existence. And from what I can access, the core has no contact whatsoever with that world.
Would that be normal? I asked. I mean, with a colony world that far away?
No. The core has contact with every colony world, with such interstellar barbarians as the Ousters, and with other sources the hegemony could not imagine.
I sat stunned.
With the Ousters?
Since the war on Brescia a few years earlier, the Ousters had been the Web's prime boogeymen. The idea of the core, the same congregation of AIs which advises the Senate and the All-Thing, and which allow our entire economy, Farcaster system, and technological civilization to run, the idea of the core being in touch with the Ousters was frightening. And what the hell did Johnny mean by other sources? I didn't really want to know right then.
But you said it is possible for your cybrid to travel there, I said. What did you mean by investing all consciousness in your cybrid? Can an AI become human? Can you exist only in your cybrid?
It has been done, Johnny said softly. Once. A personality reconstruction not too different from my own. A 20th century poet named Ezra Pound. He abandoned his AI persona and fled from the Web in his cybrid, but the Pound reconstruction was insane.
Or sane, I said.
Yes.
So all of the data and personality of an AI can survive in a cybrid's organic brain?
Of course not, Bronn. Not 1% of 1% of my total consciousness would survive the transition. Organic brains can't process even the most primitive information the way we can. The resultant personality would not be the AI persona, neither would it be a truly human consciousness or cybrid.
Johnny stopped in mid-sentence and turned quickly to look out the window.
After a long minute, I said, "What is it?"
I reached out a hand, but did not touch him. He spoke without turning.